everybody. Welcome again to the Trades Cast, the podcast where we delve into everything that's important in the world of entertainment. I'm Jeff Favre.
And I'm Gina Favre, and this is the Trades Cast for the week of September 18th, 2011.
Yeah, that's right, Gina. It's all Emmys all the time here. So we have just finished watching the Emmys. Some of you may still be watching, especially if you've TiVo'd that sucker and you don't want to watch the commercials. And I didn't see one memorable commercial, I don't think, and I don't blame you. And if you haven't watched yet and you're wondering, well, do I watch all the stuff in between the awards? Well, we're going to talk about that too. Gina, first of all, Jane Lynch as a choice. I like her as a host, but she's not a comedian. So when they made her do jokes, I actually got a little nervous for her.
Well, as with any host like that who is not a comedian per se, the taped bits were very funny. She's excellent in those. The jokes, but you know, I think all hosts' jokes are awkward. It takes a real, real pro to pull off the kind of stilted jokes with a weird audience that's far away in a big cavernous room.
No, I totally get that. I totally get that. And of course, she is a singer and she's a comic actress. Although the opening bit, again, was that thing where they go and they meet people on shows. They've done that with the Oscars. They've done it with the Emmys. Do you feel like it's... I guess I still find it funny, but do you feel like it's been done?
Yes, of course, but it depends on how funny the jokes within are. And I thought the jokes were pretty funny. I thought it was pretty good.
There were some bits that I thought were interesting. Andy Samberg came with his group, and I don't know why they were there exactly, except for comic relief. Do you think that's worth it, given that the thing is three hours long?
Yes, because the show definitely needed an interjection of that kind of humor that was kind of bawdy and kind of... You didn't really know how it fit in, but that was kind of the awesomeness of it. Having Michael Bolton in a pirate costume as Captain Jack Sparrow is something I will watch again and again.
Yeah, so, well, actually, with the mustache off to the side,
it wasn't ready yet. His wig was falling off. It was so awesome.
That was pretty good. And then the Office bit was interesting, where they kind of did a parody of...
Like a bunch of different shows.
Right,
kind of
showing up at the Office.
I enjoyed that.
Which was interesting, given that it was Fox, and it was very much an NBC commercial for the millions of people who were watching the football game.
Yeah.
But Fox really got that. But what's interesting is... you may not know this because you didn't see it, but Alec Baldwin was supposed to be part of the opening bit, making fun of News Corp, which of course is Fox, and they took it out. How about Fox just censoring itself?
Well, they said, and I can kind of see this point, they said, we don't want to appear as if we're joking about something that we are taking very seriously.
Oh, yeah, sure they are.
Well, but you can see how they don't want it to perceive, like, it's a serious matter what they did, and they don't want it to be perceived like, ha, ha, ha.
So I think they don't want it to be perceived at all,
well,
which is what
I'm
they
probably... I'm not a Fox fan, but...
Can you imagine what Alec Baldwin, a hardcore liberal, was thinking?
Know,
oh, my gosh. Well, Charlie Sheen, I think, had to be the biggest surprise of all. I didn't know he was going to be on the award show. He looked, I'm going to say, drunk. I'm not saying he was, but he looked kind of haggard.
He looked haggard, but he didn't look any... I mean, I didn't think he looked drunk.
I think he's getting... Maybe he just is haggard now. I don't know. He has aged poorly in the last couple of years.
I don't think he necessarily takes care of himself.
No, but you know what was interesting is that you can't take him seriously. I kept waiting for him to say, no, I'm serious. I'm serious.
He was trying to, yes.
Yeah, he was trying to make amends, we think, with 2.5 Men, but I won't be surprised if later tonight he tweets, yeah, right, whatever.
Yeah, it was really weird. He was trying to be sincere, but it came... I think he was more trying to do a bit with it, where he was
surprised. Like, watch how big I am.
Well, no, I thought it was more like, you think I'm going to be a jerk,
right,
but here I'm going to surprise you. But he didn't deliver it
really
well.
Which is funny, because he's going to keep the fans that he has for whatever reason. But if he had acted humble, I think that might have actually scored him some points.
Well, you know, he's been doing the kind of atonement tour this week.
But that's because he wants a show on the TV.
Right. So he's been going around saying, oh, it was fun while it lasted. Everybody seemed to be into the tiger blood, so I kept it going.
Right.
But let's get back to reality. So he's trying to act like that was all fun and games, and
right,
it wasn't really a reflection of his true self, I think, because he realized he has to pay for... the mansion for all his baby mamas.
And yeah, and maybe he would like to see his kids again. I don't know, but
well,
something is going on. But mostly what I think it is he wants a show back on the air. And the second that show beats 2.5 Men,
we'll never hear the end of it.
Well, of course, we're going to find out next week. Tom and I will be talking. I believe 2.5 Men starts this week. So we'll be talking about that ratings, because it is the most anticipated new show in terms of an old show returning. I mean, everyone is waiting to see what happens with that. Hey, I like the in memoriams, whether they're for the Emmys or the Oscars or the Golden Globes, but there's two things that always drive me crazy. One is people can't stop applauding, and two, they have music, but live music doesn't make any sense to me.
I totally disagree. Here's why I think they do the live music. Because of the clapping. The weird, awkward clapping. Where this person gets lots of applause, but because we know them. And this person who created the music, and we don't know who the heck that is, gets no applause. So I think in an effort to deter the awkward applause, they're starting to put live performances.
Right, except that here's the
thing. So that you can't applaud in the middle.
Here's the thing. It got started, and you said, what is this? Who is this?
Okay, now wait a minute. I know why they do the live music. Now let's talk about what they actually did.
The Canadian singer.
So these four dudes come out, and they come up from the aisles.
And then there's smoke.
Very dramatically.
There's dry ice.
The dry ice on the stage. It was like they were singing in heaven.
Yes.
But they were all in black.
I did think they might be wearing angel outfits underneath.
It was so... And they sang Hallelujah. I mean, it was kind of overwrought, but it was good, I guess. They were good singers. But you didn't know who the hell they were. And you were sitting there going, who are these people?
Right,
and
they why said who they were after the commercial break. But I just,
it was awkward. And people still applauded, by the way.
Yes, of course they do. They applaud their favorite dead person. It's always interesting.
It's weird. It's like a pageant. A dead person pageant.
Why don't they do it in straight alphabetical order? Because I always feel like they're picking and choosing.
They do it in waves. They build to a big person.
You don't know this young actress, but you knew this guy.
Yes.
And then who gets to have their little clip where they talk?
Right.
So very weird stuff. And Elizabeth Taylor was in there, even though she's not... I mean, yeah, come on, TV actress? That was kind of weird.
She received awards on television.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. She acted crazy in a few award shows, so that was interesting. Now, with all award shows, there's going to be some upsets, and there's going to be some obvious ones.
This year was weird, right?
I would say there were more upsets this year, even though, I mean, not a ton, but more than I predicted. And the upsets weren't like, well, this is my first choice, this is my second choice. They were like, this is my fifth choice.
Right.
So people with pools, I mean, I'm sorry, gang, because I wasn't, Tom and I were off.
It was a weird year, I feel like. Let's go through it.
The first one, chronologically anyway, was Melissa McCarthy, who I still think of as Sookie from Gilmore Girls. But I would call this award, given that no critic in the world likes that Mike and Molly show, this is the Bridesmaid Award.
Well, nobody watches Mike and Molly. I don't know.
People watch it. The mainstream. People who you think you're better than. That's what you think.
But I love Melissa McCarthy. I think she's adorable. I think she's always my favorite thing of anything she's in. So I should probably give her show a chance. But I was thrilled that she won. And she was up against some heavy hitters. I mean, Amy Poehler and Tina Fey and Edie Falco and Laura Linney. I mean, the bigs. And she won.
Absolutely.
So it was great. And she was cute.
After Gilmore Girls, I really thought, oh, well, that's that woman who will never work again. Just like the guy.
Because she's fat.
Well, yeah. And just like the guy who played that French guy on that show, he never did it again. So
everybody always loves to say the fatties will never work again.
Well, she's in a show about being fat.
I know, that's the weird part of that show.
Yes.
And I have to tell you, when I saw her in Bridesmaids, I was like, is she going to be, I didn't want her to be the butt of the joke. But they made it so did you see Bridesmaids?
No.
They did a really nice job that she's not the butt of the joke. Like, she is a very commanding personality. It was very
well, okay, well, I'm glad she won.
And I always like to see...
She probably gave the most memorable acceptance speech. There were no great acceptance speeches.
No, there's a lot of bad acceptance speeches.
Yeah, but I think she did okay. That guy, Peter Dinklage, who I didn't even know his name from Game of Thrones.
He's a little man. The little guy, literally and figuratively in the category, because... You know,
nobody predicted this. I mean, Game of Thrones is one of these shows that people really like. A lot of good buzz, but I was stunned.
I don't understand what is Game of Thrones?
Game where there's thrones.
Is it a game?
Period royalty.
Is it like for people who go to Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Yes.
Like a Renaissance fair.
You think I'm
fair?
Watching that thing? Would you think I would ever watch that thing?
I don't understand
thing?
It.
Yeah, I'm not.
I thought it was like a video game as a show for real.
Hey, I'm glad the little guy won, but I'm not watching that thing. Now, Kyle Chandler, on the other hand, although I did not watch many Friday Night Lights episodes, I get the attraction to Friday Night Lights. It just wasn't the show for me. But I love this winning because it never got respect from, of course, NBC, which can't respect anything. It finally ended up on DirecTV. Who would have thought that a show on DirecTV wins an Emmy Award? And Kyle Chandler, who I think is the kind of the anti-star because no one ever hears him talk, there he is up on stage winning.
Speaking of bad acceptance speeches, I love Kyle Chandler, but he was so not prepared because nobody thought he was going to win, including himself. And so he kind of muttered through a few things, but he's adorable and likable, so we didn't really care.
Right. And then that woman from Martindale, that woman from Justified, who won Best Supporting Actress on a show that really nobody is watching, which it's fascinating. See, this is where it got weird because somehow all the voters said, look, we like Justified. Who are we going to vote for? And we like Friday Night Lights. Which one gets the award? And it did get another award, too.
It was like the Throw Him a Bone Award.
Right. Well, no, it got a writing award, too.
Yes, it did. Friday Night Lights did.
So, you know, I can see how those things happen. The Melissa McCarthy, I think, is straight up Bridesmaid Award. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense. But at the end of the day, it's still the Emmys, and there were obvious ones. I think the most obvious one, or probably the two, one of which I don't have a problem with, was Juliana Margulies winning for Best Actress.
Yeah, that was boring. We all knew she was.
She dominates the category. It's
and
a very popular
out,
show.
And as you pointed out, watching, she's the only network.
Other
nominee.
Than Marissa Hardin Klay, that show's kind of played out. And it's peaked. Right. It's interesting how Margulies has finally found her footing a long time after ER, but she finally did. Now, the one I think that we have to talk about, because I know that you and I disagree on a lot of things, but we agree on this, which is Big Bang Theory makes no sense, why anybody likes it. And Jim Parsons, if I had to rank the actors and actresses on that show, I would rank dead last by a mile.
Okay, this is the thing. I don't understand this show. I have literally tried and tried and tried. No single clip has ever even made me chuckle or chortle.
Right.
Or snicker.
Me neither.
Nothing. Okay. And then, like you said, of the clips I have seen, he's the worst.
He's the worst. Galecki is the best.
Yes.
And he's the worst.
And Galecki was nominated.
Yes, for the first time, right. But it's all
Parsons.
Oh,
my God.
You
just
have to imagine that he must win by a mile. And this is weird because Academy, the Emmy voters, as we've talked about many times, are voting for things that are not super popular. Friday Night Lights is an example. Lots of these shows that are only seen by 2 or 3 or 4 million people, right? But Big Bang Theory does not fit into that category.
I don't understand it.
It's the most popular sitcom currently on TV. And he's the most popular
actor. And we
actor.
Had Steve Carell, who was leaving the
leaving
office.
Leaving the office. I was sure
also,
it was going to be Steve Carell's.
And also, he is talented.
Yes.
As opposed to
and
James.
And Alec Baldwin, but Alec Baldwin's
yes,
won
Alec
a couple.
Baldwin.
He's won a couple of times. I will
Who
never.
Cares?
I'll never understand the Jim Parsons thing. Now, the one that was obvious to me was Kate Winslet. Whenever you get a big-time movie actress, especially one as loved as her, in a miniseries, Mildred Pierce, that people were really liking, although it turned out to win fewer awards.
It won hardly anything.
Than that. That
Downton Abbey.
Yes.
I keep saying Downton Abbey. It's
right.
Downton Abbey.
Right.
They really, she seemed so shocked because she was like, I didn't think we were going to win.
Yeah, she said, we finally won. And I was thinking, no, you finally won
right.
because your name is the one everybody's familiar with. Well, when we get to the end of the day, though, everyone wants to know about best comedy and best drama. And I honestly thought we would see a surprise in drama. I thought Boardwalk Empire, because Scorsese did win an award earlier in the telecast, I thought it was the one to beat, to upset Mad Men. But it didn't. Mad Men's won all 4 years it's been on the air.
Yeah, it's unstoppable.
And yet, again, only 3 million people watch it. It's I don't understand. It's just one of those shows. Do you think that people still think it's the best show on the air, or are they kind of just voting from memory?
I don't know. It's tough to say. What was it up against? Can you? Okay, so
it's like Game of Thrones and Friday Night Lights.
It had to be Game of Thrones.
Boardwalk Empire.
Friday Night Lights is just too
Dexter.
Much of a reach. Dexter.
Right? Am I right on that?
It's the natural winner
yeah.
in the category.
Well, Breaking Bad was not on the last
right,
year.
Right, right. That's the thing. They
right.
didn't make
but
the
But Boardwalk
cut.
Empire was the flashy one that everybody was
I'm
talking
surprised.
About.
It was between those two.
Oh, you think? But you don't even know. Now, in comedy, which is usually, it's the last category that they do on awards night, it's the biggest one. It's funny how comedies are still a network phenomenon. They're not cable-based. It was Modern Family.
Modern Family, the night started out, and it was supporting actress.
I know, they're just dominating the show, writing, directing. Do you think Modern Family still deserves it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a great show.
You don't think there's another show currently on the air, comedy-wise?
Well, Parks and Recreation was nominated. Well, no, it's not my taste as much. Parks and Recreation, I love. 30 Rock, I love. To me, those two should win every time.
Right.
So, speaking of new shows.
Yes, and we should get to that right now. We're not going to talk too much new shows yet because we need to watch them all. But the one that I was most looking forward to, and I mentioned you can listen back in the archives, was Up All Night. And I'm telling you, Gina, I'm two things. Thrilled that NBC, the ratings were good for a change. And this show, I think, is going to be better than Modern Family, better than maybe any sitcom on the air.
It certainly has the potential to be. If they keep up what they did in the first week, I'm in. I'm all about it. I love it. I love everything about it. I love the writing. I love the acting. I'm in.
Yeah, there are other shows we're going to watch and kind of give you our take on them and see what the ratings are and figure out which one is going to be the first to fall. It's an interesting weekend because not a lot of people go to the movies, but you know who does go to the movies on this weekend? Kids. Kids go this weekend, and even though we had four movies that came out, Drive was kind of a respectable $11 million. Lion King, Gina, a movie that maybe you've heard of before, came out once or twice, $29 million in 3D. Does it blow your mind?
Yes, because I don't know if I'm crazy. I haven't even seen it advertised that it was out again.
Oh, no, they've been advertising, but you don't watch the kid shows that I watch, so you
don't
know that. Right,
I watch adult television.
Right, but $29 million for all 3D, 2,300 screens.
And there were four new movies out.
Yes.
And it wiped the floor with them, not even close.
No, Contagion, a movie that had already been out a week, was number two.
How about The Help, still up there?
$147 million. I think this season is going to be the season of The Help. That's the movie that everyone's going to be talking about. But next week, Tom and I will be discussing a bunch of new movies that are coming out as we get toward the awards season time. The quality should be going up. So we'll be discussing that. I'll get Tom's final take on the Emmy, see what he thought of the entire show. What did you think? Overall, I thought it was pretty good.
It was okay. I liked the taped bits were the funniest part.
Right.
The live action was not as funny. It was kind of stilted, except for the Andy Samberg was hilarious.
Well, I don't think we'll probably see Jane Lynch back again, but I think serviceable job. So if you didn't watch it yet, if you've TiVo'd it, we've ruined everything for you, but you should still watch it anyway. And if you watched it, we would love to hear from you and see if you agreed or disagreed with what we were saying. Next week, we'll be checking in on all things that are coming on this week in the world of entertainment. So for Gina Fobb, I'm Jeff. Have a great day.